Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The drive is live.
Well, that's, hey, boys.
Okay, Lord, hey, don't Laura. Get me started.
Yeah.
Tie my shoes a little tighter here.
Yeah.
Nasty ass Laura.
Be careful. You might run by the old window over here in a brassiere or something.
Yeah. That's old Laura. Yeah, done before.
That wouldn't be the first time, huh?
I don't know that Laura. The drive is live, and a busy, busy Wednesday as we'll hear from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans, as he will talk to the media, turn the page to the Arizona Cardinals. We'll hear from C.J. Stroud as well coming up a little bit later, and our guy Brandon Scott in the 4 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned for that, 4:40 with our Texans report. He'll be down there with the media as well. And we've got a packed show on a Wednesday, as usual, here on The Drive. A lot to get to. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see us. Clint's in the building. Tyler's in the building. Myself, Tyler with the slow wave. It's fun times. It's fun times in here. And let me start, because I do want to start here, and you guys obviously can get involved. 713-572-4610. Go ahead, text in YouTube and Twitch. You all know the drill. Are you all here officially turning the corner and now evaluating and looking at this team as a team that not just is trying to have a winning record, but not just trying to get in the playoffs, but a team that you're evaluating and looking at like, all right, can you do something special? Like, have you changed the way you're looking at this team?
I caught myself looking at scenarios yesterday, man. Like with the rest of the season and then end of the AFC playoffs, I had to stop myself, but I caught myself checking out those scenarios.
You're not looking at this team. You're looking at this team differently than you did, probably even at the start of the year, right?
Very.
Now that you've seen the way that it is played out, and you've seen like, all right, these are the teams that are in front of you. These are the teams that you may have to try to play. It's turned out differently. Are you looking at this more of a get to the Super Bowl type of team now? Are you looking at it differently? I am. I'm evaluating them differently.
Well, I'm back to looking at, evaluating. However, the outlook of the season is very similar to what it was before the season started.
Okay.
I'm back to that point.
I'm a little further.
I'm back to that point. The team is talented enough. Now, the reasoning is different. I'm not back to that point because I think this offense is as good as I once thought it could potentially be. You know, I think there's different factors that get me, because where I was at was I thought the Texans could win 10, and I thought the Texans could get to the second round of the playoffs. They could do what they've done the last couple of years. I don't.
You're still there. You're not ready to go.
No, I'm not ready to go beyond that. But now, where I am is I think they can get to 10, and I think they can make some noise in the playoffs, and I think they can win a game or two in the playoffs. That's who I think the Texans are right now. Now, the reason I'm there is because this defense is significantly better than I thought it was going to be, and it looks like the field in the AFC in the playoffs is not going to be as strong, at least personality-wise, quarterback-wise, offensive play caller-wise. It's not going to be as strong as I once thought it was. So the offense has still, I think, failed in a big way relative to what I thought they or hoped that they could do preseason. But the defense has exceeded expectations, and the field in the AFC, in terms of the Texans being able to win, has exceeded expectations for me. So I'm in a similar place for different reasons.
See, I'm in a spot, fellas, where I'm more looking at this team now with expectations the way that I looked at the team the start of, not this year, but last year, where it was, all right, they're legit contenders, and this is a team that can get to an AFC championship game. And if you can get to the AFC championship game, then obviously you're one step away from the Super Bowl. That's how I'm looking at this team now when you combine the field and what they have been able to do. I've gone a step further. Hell, 6 weeks ago, I didn't think that this team was going to make the playoffs. Obviously, it's turned a major way with the new evidence that we've gotten. The reason why I just kind of pose the thought of how you're evaluating this team, I just say that because now I think at least we're at least in space of this is a team that has a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. I think we can all say we've established there. I'm seeing the text line jumping in with some other thoughts of evaluating this team only as a playoff team, nothing more, nothing more yet, unless this offense turns it up in the last few weeks. But the reason why I say that is, well, now we got to start looking at, all right, this team has a chance to make some noise. But I think we all understand, well, this is how it would end. If they were to lose, if they were to go out, if this thing doesn't reach the expectations that you have set, the way it would go out is this offense would hold the entire team back from not being able to advance.
Oh, no.
And the thought is, in this short period of time, right, because – obviously, maybe they'd be able to do more things in the offseason when they have a full offseason and maybe evaluate this team and change the roster. But right now, can they do things to improve this offense for it to be good enough to make the run that many people think they can make?
I would say yes.
You think so?
I would say yes. Now, what does that look like? You know, I think major changes and improvements are going to take an offseason. Major change in improvements may be, you know, finding a better fit for C.J. Stroud offensive schematically, if we're being completely honest. All that has to take place in the offseason. But if we're just talking about you got a month's worth of football here.
How can
this team get better? You're not going to get any better on defense. All right, special teams are what they are. Obviously, to your point, the offense is where there is room to grow and there's room to get better and improve in a drastic way. What can you do in season is the question, right? And I'm going to go back to something that if you listen to this show and you have listened to Ron and I and Tyler for any period of time, you know I am a huge believer in the quick game and the screen game. And I'm not saying that...
Won't you let people kind of know what that... I mean, I think people kind of understand the screen game, but the quick game... Like how is that different from what they're not doing?
Well, there are some shorter routes that are ran as answers potentially to pressure, but it's a guessing game to which side of the field that quick game is being ran at the same time you're getting pressured. There's plays where Chris Jones is a factor in games because you're dropping back five or seven steps or play action and you're holding the football for an extra beat to try to throw it down the field, right? There's a great quick game and a great screen game. What that does is the obvious part of gets the hand of the ball out of that quarterback's hands and into the playmaker's hands quicker, right? But really what it does is it demands less of your offensive line. It gives the Chris Joneses of the world less opportunity to impact the game the way we saw him impact the game. If they are blitzing, then it gives my quarterback, if you're using a quick game, like when I say quick game, I mean across the board quick game. I mean there's more receivers running 5-yard routes than there are running 12 to 15 yard routes is what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? They're not
but like moments where you're saying, "Man, you're getting pressured and everybody's 10 yards down the field."
Right. I'm not talking about you got three guys running vertical and then one drag route coming from the outside, you know, at 5 yards deep. That's not a quick game. That's an outlet. That's a late check down. I'm talking about you go to the line of scrimmage and 3 of the 4 pass catchers on the field are running some kind of quick route, whether it's slants, whether it's flats, whether it's shoot routes, it could be a go route versus press, but there's some kind of quick game being ran immediately. And if you're the quarterback in that situation, do you want to throw into the pressure? You got a quick answer, right? Do you want to throw away from the pressure? You've got a quick answer. You come to the line of scrimmage, right? If it's man-to-man, and I know I'm going to get pressured up, do you have Nico Collins singled up on a man-beating route that you can go to right now? Or do you have some kind of three-man combination where they're picking and you've got a quick answer right now? I would argue that you should draw up both and call those plays, right? Call those plays and make that a big chunk of what you do offensively. You couple that with a good screen package, and now you've cut the opportunities that a Chris Jones has to impact the game. You cut it in half. Right. Not to mention you've asked your offensive line to hold up and be perfect. You've cut the snaps in half that you're asking them to do that. You're taking it out of the equation, right? You're at your quarterback communicating and processing and taking the ball to the right spot. You've minimized the number of times that you're asking him to do that. A big part of what they do right now is every time they throw the ball, it's a longer developing, deeper read, and the underneath routes are more stationary routes, right? So a good quick game would protect everybody involved, would give you answers versus pressure. To me, it would give you the ability to go to Nico Collins as often as you possibly can. So it's just when you look at what the Texans are, Ron, when you look at what they are, a defensive-minded head coach that wants to play defense, chew the clock, stay ahead of the chains, not take sacks, limit the risk, everything they do, everything they want to be screams, we're gonna run the football, obviously, which they have run in not impressive fashion throughout a game, but they've definitely ran it in a very, very good complementary fashion with Woody Marks. And he's getting more runs, so I think it's getting better. But when you look at all those pieces, that typically you have like look at New England. I mean, I'm not New England. Look at San Francisco. Typically, they want to play great defense. Got a lot of guys injured, but typically they want to play great defense, and they want to run the football offensively, and they got a great screen game. And I'm not real up on their quick game, but what they do complements each other. Typically, if you're a defensive minded head coach that wants to ball control on offense and minimize the risk, quick game is a big part of what you do. And I'm just shocked that we have not had more of that. Now, back to your question, your original question, I got off in the ditch. To your original question, Ron, of can the Texans do things differently or be better in a month?
Can they do it right now? Can they? Obviously, there's stuff you can do in the offseason, yeah, but can they do stuff right now?
Well, I say yes, and I say yes because of this. I've never been in an offense. I've played in a ton of different offenses in different leagues, on different teams, different levels. I've never been in an offense that didn't have an extensive quick game already installed that you can go to at any point in time. Now, whether you believe in it and you go to it and you call it in a timely fashion, we'll see. But the point is, you don't have to go make up something that these guys hadn't repped. You don't have to go make up routes that CJ has repped, you know, the bunch snag routes and the bunch pick routes and I mean, the whole route, quick game route tree from every inside and outside, left and right. He's ran it his whole life. All these guys have. So it's not like you're reinventing the wheel or anything. It's not like it's not in the playbook. It's not like you haven't repped it. You have. You've just got to lean into it more. And I think that would help this team significantly. Because this isn't about who you are. It's less about who you are moving forward for the Texans offense and more about how do you avoid major mistakes. How do you avoid your major problem areas, which is protecting versus pressure and even protecting versus one dominant player? Like, how do you avoid those things, right? I think quick game, screen game would go a long way in masking the problems that the Texans have moving forward, which I think would make this team a better overall team because you don't have to be great offensively. You just need to be better, right? You look at the Texans organization, and I am blown away that DeMeco Ryans hasn't made sure offensively that.
So how would you describe what they're doing now? Because what you're saying sounds like, all right, this is a team that would complement a defense that plays the way they're doing. How would you describe what they're doing right now?
I think it's very stagnant. I think it's mid-range game. It's a progression game where you're reading deep to short. And there's been times when they've read low to high. I mean, it's not about reading, right? Like what they're doing is there's no movement, there's no screen game whatsoever, which is crazy because they pride themselves on having receivers that can block, right? So they're not, it's non-existent. I would say everything that they're doing is combination route concepts that have 10 to 15 yard routes involved. And then you got your check down routes, which are typically stationary routes, like little box routes or maybe a late drag or something. And you got guys out there that are running it. Your quarterback's getting to it late. You got guys that are running it that are your second, third, and fourth best receivers, right? So, and your quarterback's holding the ball. And I'm not saying it's a major problem. I'm just saying this would eliminate a lot of the issues that rear their heads during a game. There's not very many full, quick game concepts sideline to sideline. There's just not very many at all. There's not very many screens even attempted at all. There's no movement to create free releases off the line of scrimmage so guys can get open. There's no movement. Even motions that they do use are shifts because they stop. They don't even snap the ball with the receiver moving. He actually stops and then they snap it. So I think you're seeing a very stagnant offense that I would say is progression concept oriented, reading mid-range to low or high to low a good chunk of the time versus, and I'm not saying those are bad things because they do, CJ's very good at them, but boy, you to mask the issues, that quick game, which CJ is really good at with that release would be absolutely nasty. Would change the dynamic for the Texans overall as a team if they offensively could do those things.
All right, coming up, let me let you all know on the injury front. Hopefully what we're looking at practice today is just precaution like the past weeks, but we'll let you know the latest as a whole host of important players did not practice today. And the national level, they are saying great things about your Houston Texans. We'll let you hear that and discuss. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
DeMeco Ryans, we expect to hear from him coming up at the bottom of this hour, so stay tuned for that. And I'm sure he'll give us an update. This coming from Aaron Wilson, Clint. Texans a bit short-handed at practice on Wednesday. No Nick Chubb with the ribs, not a real surprise there. Woody Marks with the ankle. He did not practice today. Kamari Lassiter with the foot. Remember, he didn't practice all week last week, but still was able to play. Trent Brown, look out, airplanes. Broken finger, he didn't practice. Azeez Alshire with the knee, did not practice. DeNico Autry did not practice. Jamal Hill, who's missed games with that hamstring, he did return to practice today. So I would assume, Clint, most of this is going to be just rest precaution, as opposed to, I would say Nick Chubb would maybe be the only one that we would look at and say, I'm really kind of looking at him the rest of the week to see if he goes, because I'm right. He didn't return. They declared him out of that game once he got injured with the ribs. Yeah, he didn't return. So he
needed him over 13 and a half yards or something.
What'd he get?
About three.
Okay. Yeah. So he didn't return with those ribs. So he's one that you might want to really keep an eye on. But it seems like the Woody Marks, Lassiter, Trent Brown, DeNico Autry, Aziz, they've been kind of doing that this week or during the week. The first day of practice, them maybe getting some rest and then being able to go the rest of the week. So I feel like to meet Nick Chubb would be the only one that I would look at and have some level of concern.
Well, Nick Chubb, along with obviously the foot of Woody Marks, not concern that he's not going to play, but just the overall concern in that room. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, along with the fact that they just signed what's the kid's name that they just signed? He was hell on wheels at Missouri, Schrader.
Yeah.
Wearing number 47, odd number for your running back, but he was hell on wheels at Missouri. Really impressive. Played at a small school before transferring to Missouri.
He had a ton of yards in the SEC that year.
Oh, he led the SEC. Yeah. I mean, he was a monster in the SEC and did it at Missouri, too. It wasn't like he had you know, one of these top-tier, nothing wrong with Missouri, but he didn't have Alabama or Texas A&M or Texas or you know, Oklahoma. He didn't have one of those lines, Georgia offensive lines in front of him. He was doing it at Missouri and doing it in impressive fashion. So he spent some time, I believe, in the Rams program, which is probably where Nick Caley knows him from and has a little bit of a history there. But the fact that you got those two guys, your main two running backs, on any kind of injury list, Nick Chubb left the game last week and didn't return. Woody Marks is clearly, dealing with a bad wheel. And, you know, they signed a guy off the streets that I think – or actually he's on a practice squad, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they signed him. So all those signs point to maybe having a little bit of an issue there in the running back room in terms of depth and options. So keep an eye on that. Yeah, that would be where I would focus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here on this injury report.
Yep. So that is the latest there, injury report wise. I did want to share this. Mina Kimes. And really kind of this has been, I'll be honest with you, the way they've been talking about the Texans and not their defense. This is about their offense. I'd say the last couple of weeks I've been listening to
Get a little praise.
Mina Kimes. Dan Orlovsky's been big on it. We've played a little bit of Dan. Marcus Spears in it this week. But here's Mina Kimes talking about what she's seeing in particular for the Texans passing game.
Something that I've loved is just how relentless they've been about attacking the middle of the field. C.J. Stroud in his last four starts has more in-breakers as a percentage of his throws than any starting quarterback at the moment in football. Huh. And on those throws, 42% of his throws are in-breakers. And on those throws, he leads the entire NFL in success rate. He leads the NFL in APA per dropback. He's averaging 12 yards per attempt. CJ is very good at throwing those balls, and he has two monsters at receiver right now. Like, when you think about the identity passing game, first thing I think about, 6'4" Nico Collins, 6'4" Jaden Higgins. Yeah. On those, and in the deep digs, we think about Collins all the time, of course, but even like the slants, the quick stuff, they use their frames to box out smaller defensive backs. You saw that in Kansas City, who has a good secondary, but they just can't physically match up with those guys. And to me, that feels like an identity that they can build around because, you know, this is an offense at the beginning of the year looked completely like it did last season. Yeah. Now it feels like they're gaining some momentum.
All right, that was Mina Kimes talking about this, the offense passing. passing game using the middle of the field. Dan Orlovsky, he was on that show. He also said, tweeted out, Clint, I continue to watch the Houston Texans film offensively, and I like what they're doing. He was really big on the, oddly enough, the jumbo package. He liked some of the stuff that he saw there. And listen, Tyler, I hate to pull out my blanket, and it is wet. But I just need somebody to help me. Like, when is this going to turn into production? Like, when is this going to turn into, like, the way they're speaking of it, I watch the Texans every one of their games. They have some moments, but I don't know anybody that watches this and thinks, like, you know what, man? I like what they're doing offensively.
No.
Like, again, they have some moments, right? They're averaging 19 points a game in the last four games. Their second halves are abysmal at times, whether it's CJ or Davis. I mean, if you take away that second half comeback against the Jags, where Davis went off and went crazy, that's literally like the most consistent offense we've seen. I don't know. They are better. They have improved some things, Clint. But when is this going to start? When are they going to throw a 27 out there? When are they going to do something that's a little bit more consistent? I don't know, man. I'm hearing this, and I've been hearing it for them for about 3 weeks now. And I'm just like, when is this going? When are we going to start to see
some
production from this?
Look, I think nationally, when you're watching 32 teams and reporting on 32 teams, I think you got to lean heavily into just improvement, right? And not necessarily. I don't think they're hanging their hat on them being great or liking what they're doing relative to what the top offenses are doing. To me,
you think they're grading at a curve?
Well, I think they're, you look at their winning and you go, okay, what's different? And I think it's easy. I think it's easy to get to a point, Ron, where you look at the Texans' offense and you say, well, the offensive line production is significantly better. The play caller has been significantly better of late. Woody Marks, we've talked about him 70% of the snaps and what he brings to the table in converting third downs and putting games to bed. And you know, that's been a big. Higgins has emerged and become more of a real threat over the last month and a half than he was early on. So I think on a national level, you can look at this offense and say, yeah, I like some of the things they're doing, but I think you've got to keep in mind here that is relative to them being one of the worst teams in the league and the quarterback getting hit more than anybody not named Caleb Williams, right? There has been improvements based on that. I think their offense has changed. Their O-line has changed. So, yeah, I think on a national scale, you can say it's easy to say that I like some of the things that they're doing relative to what they were doing. And then Mina Kimes' percents, like I don't know how they get to these percentages. Sometimes they're wild of like leading the league in this and that, on this kind of breaking route and this depth and that. So I don't know about, but if you just look at the big-bodied receivers she's talking about that have no problem going over the middle, and you listen to what the Texans brass has talked about this is a league right now where they're going to try to keep everything underneath, and they're going to keep two safeties on the roof and a shell coverage. The way you attack that typically is in breaking routes, underneath, attack those linebackers, attack underneath the safeties, and CJ's really good at that. So no surprise that they're having some success there given all of the, what I would say, maybe pluses or advantages they have in that area.
Yeah. I'm just waiting to see the production. You're right. They're obviously better than they were in some of these earlier games where they couldn't do anything. But it's just like, all right, when is this going to result into improvement on the scoreboard?
We've talked about that, Ron. Like they're just, you know, I just don't know that they have a lot of interest in scoring more than 20 points. Like, I'm not talking about – obviously, they would tell you –
Well, Sunday they didn't have any interest in scoring but about 10.
Correct. Until Andy gave them the permission. I just don't think – like, I don't think they are geared to go, let's go score 30. I don't think they have the personnel. I don't think they have the approach. I don't think they've worked since training camp to be that team. I think they are – now, teams like Baltimore and at times are going to allow them because they stink. They're going to allow them just to march up and down the field. But I think they're okay with punting. They're okay with field goals. They're not going to be real aggressive at the end of the half. We've watched the end of the half be atrocious the last 2 weeks, and they get up there, D'Amico gets a brand like it's no big deal.
And then continues in the second.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, so I just, when you pass up opportunities to get points, you're obviously not good in those moments. I mean, you look at the game of football at the NFL level, like if you get the ball coming out at half and you have the ball at the end of the first half, you got a huge advantage to swing that game anywhere from 6 to 14 points.
Yep.
We look at it like, hey, we're getting the ball come out of halftime anyway, man. Don't worry about it. Ain't no big deal. No, it is a big deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You just left points on the field.
Coming up, let's hear from DeMeco Ryans as he will speak to the media here on a Wednesday and get you ready for this Cardinals game. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive on a packed Wednesday. Let's head to NRG now and hear from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans.
Nick Chubb, feel like this is something you can get back from in a week, or do you think it's going to take a little while?
For all the guys, you know, our injury report comes out just as last week. Like, for all of our guys, we're taking it day by day. We'll see how the week goes.
Coach, coming off two back-to-back road wins, that's one of the biggest ways to get confident, especially late in the season. Now, what does that tell you or reaffirm about your team?
Nothing for me, and I've been with these guys. I understand who we are, what we're about. So our guys just going out doing what we're capable of doing to help us win games.
DeMeco, your guys seem to have a knack for grabbing these like acrobatic interceptions. is there anything you'll do that makes it easier for them to catch passes like that? I don't know if you can.
I wish the acrobatic interceptions and passes were from coaching, but it is not. It is strictly on pure athletic ability by all of our guys who are able to do those, you know, outstanding plays. No, I can't help them there.
Sorry. What does it say about your team that after the game on Sunday night, pretty much every player that we interviewed was talking about somebody else outside of themselves? Yeah. Hey, you know, Jalen Petrie, instead of talking about his own interception or his big hit that he had, he wanted to talk about Kalen and Kamari and Sting, and it was just like that all around the locker room. What does that say about your players?
Hey, our guys, and you know what we have here in our building, they understand it's about the team. Like, it's team first. They understand the brotherhood, and how I like that, how excited guys are for the other guy making a play. And nobody has to pump themselves up. Nobody needs a pat on the back, but they're excited to encourage their teammates and pump them up, because that's what true team sports is all about, right? Encouraging the man next to you. And that's what our guys have. They have a true love for each other. They truly care about each other. And they all want to see each other, right, succeed and do well. So that's why you see the guys comment the way they comment.
As a defensive player, you see Jalen Petrie's tackling and the pop he gets and the way he sort of uncoils and goes through the guy. What is it about him that allows him, just in your analysis, to be able to be that hard hitter?
Yeah, Jalen, he's a Stafford Cobra, hard hitter. That's where he gets it from. It's nothing that we did. He's been doing that since Little League, I bet. Like, he's always, you know, he's been a fun guy to watch. You know, I watched him. I wasn't here, but watching him, his Baylor tape, it was the same thing. Like, he played with his hair on fire, always – you know, populated the football wherever it was, where these blitz and whatever he was doing. He's just always an impact player, I think, at every level he's been on.
With Tommy, you've talked about his consistency, but have you seen him this year? Like, how have you seen him most elevate his play on the field?
Tommy, which Tommy? All right, we got a couple of Tommies. All right. Oh, Tommy Toga, I mean, he's never had to elevate his play. For me, Tommy has just always been consistent, and that's the thing that I always said about Tommy, and that's what makes him a true pro. Like, he's just consistent. The things that we ask him to do, he doesn't play out of himself. He doesn't try to do something. He doesn't try to make plays where he's not supposed to make plays. He's just a smart football player. He plays with great technique, and that's kind of what I always allude to, playing football the right way, playing with fundamentals, playing with technique. Like, that's Tommy all the time. Like, you get consistent play out of him, and that's why he had, you know, the impressive stat line that he had from our game versus the Chiefs. It looked like every time that they ran the football, Tommy was making a tackle or making a play, and nobody would expect it. You talk about our four-man rush and our ends. Nobody would expect that Tommy was the first guy to get a sack on Pat Mahomes. So it's just about being consistent, doing your job to the best of your ability, and you have a huge game like Tommy had.
Do you recall when you first identified him last year, or the first time he really stood out to you?
I think we got Tommy like late in the season. Kind of the guy we needed. We lost someone, and we needed to add, you know, depth to our defensive tackle room. And to get a young guy like Tommy, he's taking the coaching very well. Coach Rod has done an outstanding job with him. And I can't say enough good things about Tommy without saying, you know, what Rod has done and how Rod has helped him to improve his game.
What are some of the things that you've seen from this Arizona Cardinals team? I know that the talent that they have and the way that they played this season, their record is not indicative of what they have, but what have you seen from them, especially with the quarterback like Jacoby Brissett?
That's the first thing that jumps out to me, right? You see a record, but they are not what their record says. Like, this is a really good football team, well-coached team. Quarterback is playing at a high level. I think he's, you know, probably one of the better quarterbacks that we'll see all year. Like, when you talk about decision making, like where he can place the football, he doesn't make bad decisions. He's not forcing the ball. He's not there. He's taking his check down. He's tough in the pocket. Really great versus the blitz. So you try to blitz him, he's made plays. He's shown to, you know, drop some dimes on the sideline. So, I mean, I'm impressed with Jacoby and what he's been able to do. And also with their defense, the way they fly around, the way they attack the football, it's impressive to watch. Buda Baker, he plays with his hair on fire. He's all over the field, aligning everywhere. But it's like, man, does anybody in the league play harder than Buda Baker? I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, he has an unmatched energy, right? And he's a really great football player. They do a lot of great things defensively when it comes to the pressure packages that they have. It's a lot of different looks, a lot of unique looks that we have to have our eyes up. We have to be aware on our offensive side of the football.
Trey McBride dangerous at the tight end position, and is he a little bit different than some of the tight ends you have seen the past couple of weeks?
McBride is a really, really good player. The thing that jumps off the tape for me with him is his speed and explosiveness at the tight end position. Right, you truly feel like a bigger guy, but runs like a wide receiver. Really runs well. He's physical. Really great hands. They do a lot of cool things and a lot of different ways to get him the football, whether it's the tight end screens where he's on the line. They can align him in a lot of different places where they have him running, you know, special routes across the field. Like, he's a really unique player at the tight end position. He's done a great job of catching the football, and they've done a great job of scheming plays for him.
What's the benefit of having a guy – we've talked a lot about Jalen, but what's the benefit of having a guy that you don't really have to take off the field in any situation, whether it's run or pass?
Yeah, for Jalen, I call him the X factor for our defense. Like, he can do it all. Right? When it comes to stopping the run, most of the time you worry about, you know, a nickel or DB being in the run fits. But we try to find ways to get Jalen in the run fits because he's a physical player, because he's smart. He understands run fits. Then throw him in passing coverage situations, he's able to cover receivers, tight ends. He's just all-around player, right, that you can't coach him on some of the instincts and things that he's able to do and some of the plays that he's able to make.
great defense like you guys have, do you think the different areas of the defense kind of feed off each other? Like if the secondary makes a play, then the guys up front get hyped up. Do you think that kind of works together?
For sure. I feel that our guys play off of each other very well. And it goes back to earlier where they're excited to see each other make plays, and they're also a little jealous. So when you see one group making a play, it's like, oh, I got to raise my level of play to try to make that play and try to outdo them. But it's all in. It's competitive, but it's fun. Like, our guys are feeding off of each other. And the more plays everybody makes, I think it feeds our entire team. Like, it feeds our team with the energy and enthusiasm that we need, right, to go out and excel and win games.
As good as the defense is, do you think that it, probably part of the reason why they're so good is because they keep wanting to do more? They're not satisfied with where they're at?
If they try to get satisfied, I won't let them. So it's going to be hard. I always, you know, for us just as a team, I know a lot of people are applauding the defense and talking about, you know, how good the defense is. But our guys, we all know, like, we're honest. I'm an honest coach, and there's always room for improvement.
One of the things that you noticed in that game against the Chiefs, how when you guys were when Patrick Mahomes was on the move, your guys had, I would say, pretty good discipline in trying to hold up, knowing the things that he would do. Is that something you guys have worked on in terms of not getting those penalties because of what a quarterback might do?
Yeah, it was a lot of conversation about how we had to, you know, handle ourselves around the quarterback before we went into the game, you know, understanding where we had some bad penalties there last year. So, you know, you can't go and do the same thing, expect different results. So our guys played smart football around the quarterback where we needed to usher him out of bounds, as we talked about last week. That's what I implored our guys, what we needed to do, and they did that. And, you know, we didn't get any bonehead penalties. And that's how we have to play the game versus any quarterback, no matter how physical or, you know, how we want to swarm and play fast and physical. We know we have to be smart around the quarterback.
Go ahead. What was your initial honest reaction when you saw Philip Rivers sign at 44, being that you're 41 and he's back?
Oh, man. I was shocked, but I was not thinking about me gearing up to go play at all. And I saw Philip at things like a year or two ago down to Alabama. So I saw him where he was coaching. So I had talked to him for a little bit. And I don't think either one of us was expecting that he would be back in the league now. But, I mean, Philip, one thing about him, he's always a true competitor. Like, he loves competing, and you see that from all of his days back with the Chargers and what he was capable of doing. So him having the history with Shane, you know, I can see why he got him as an emergency guy. If he needs him, he can come in and run the offense well. And it's what you need from that position, someone you can trust, someone who's smart, capable of getting all the other guys in the right spots and making great decisions with the football. I feel like that's what Philip will do.
Coach, last season, you walked into the locker room two times after playing Kansas City, one in week 16, one after the divisional game. And, you know, you've seen your players very emotional, you know, very emotional from the loss. What was it like walking in this time with winning? What was the emotions like, and how would number would you give Kamari from 1 to 10 on his dance moves?
No. Kamari as a dancer, definitely a 10. Definitely a 10. The emotions, for me, it was calm. It wasn't over the top for me. I understand what I expect from our guys, and I understand what our guys expect from themselves. Like, we're a confident team. That's how you should always go out and play, with confidence, expecting to go out and play your best and expecting the result to be a win. So we have to move in that manner. And when you do it, you're not surprised or shocked or overly excited by what you do, because we put the work in throughout the week. That's why it wasn't anything surprising to me. Our guys worked really hard throughout the week, and they showed up and did the same thing on Sunday.
To follow up on that point, and you always say one game at a time, how did you kind of get to that, I guess, ideology that you can still continue to always put it one game at a time?
That's the only way I know, man. You never play a double hitter in football, right? It's always one at a time, and we work all week, right? We got 6 days to work that leads up to, you know, whenever that game is, and we put our all, coaches, players, staff, we put all of all of our effort into the upcoming opponent. And sometimes when I say it's truly one game at a time, sometimes my kids may ask, "Dad, who do we play next?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. Like, I really don't know who we play next. You guys tell me who we play next, because I can't do anything about the next opponent until we handle the one that's facing us right now."
All right, that's head coach D'Amico Ryan speaking to the media. We'll react to what he had to say and take a look at one of his most important players moving forward on that offense. We'll discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.